And we have to recognize that it is us, it is us, it is us. It is us being the emphatic partner that ends power's cycle of repetition. In our modeling of true wealth, true abundance, showing the creative power of it, showing to our brothers and sisters themselves what they are but are not yet. And this is true for all of us underclass to an extent. For all of us, it's a continuous process of re-becoming authentic. As Bruce Lee says, to express oneself honestly, not lying to oneself, that, my friend, is very hard to do. That is what we are supporting each other in doing, being, becoming, re-becoming our authenticness. And so what we are doing is pursuing our happiness. And that's located centrally in our practice. This is reclaiming our bodies, our authentic selves, our full power. And with a whole self in hand, we are free from fear, i.e. the perception that there's a need for aggregated power to quote-unquote protect us fades in the recognition that the bounty that we are, the bounty that we are together, means that scarcity is manufactured by craft, by deviousness, by those who want exclusive power of control of us. But we have to see it. It has to manifest in physical existence. We're not talking about an inner transformation alone, but an inner transformation that drives the transformation of a global system into a global society. This means creating the society in micro, on the local level. In our identification last week of those at risk for getting targeted with EMF weapons, we included those who are authentically powerful. And the risk they run is all the greater, the wider is their reach to and influence with their brothers and sisters. Authentic power presents a direct challenge to the story of power, the story of rule by the quote-unquote best. And so the side of it, no less than the publishing in print and voice of suppressed thoughts, gets targeted for repression. In our shows on Antonio Gramsci, we refer to our authentic power using his thought process as the economic creative, we termed it, element that has been suppressed, that is the source of the transformative power that brings our authentic, decentralized society based in no hierarchy, no coercion, self-directed development of our gifts, happiness, and the individual as the basic unit of social, political organization. The appearance we're presented with as children is a system in possession of all the power, which represents safety to the child, while people as individuals are presented as stripped of power. A safety we need all the more to the degree the world is made unsafe. And the power guys have effectively endless resources to continuously and increasingly make the world unsafe, which we are seeing them do apace. What does this tell us? What trajectory are we looking at? And this is an escalating problem to the degree resources available for us shrink, because it's not just that resources are being consumed. It's that resources available for us are shrinking, which they do exponentially in a system requiring continuous expansion of the rate of profit, all of which increases power's already enormous fear of us and belief in the need to more tightly manage, control us. placing our health and security increasingly at risk, and in particular, those who offer authenticity to oppose systemic falseness.